To her surprise, Maria was beginning to grow attached to the wondrous new land she had found herself in. She missed her herd back home, of course. She also missed the sweet taste of the blue grass in the valley where she was raised. But she liked walking around and leaving hoofprints in the freshly fallen snow. She liked gazing at the tall tower that rose up from behind the castle walls and imagining what magnificent view it offered out onto the kingdom grounds. But most of all, she liked her new friend. One day, she asked the White Knight whether he might allow her to climb the tower to see if she could spot her homeland off in the distance.
"Well, Maria," the knight responded with slight hesitation, "you see, the staircase leading up to the towers is very narrow, and I'm not sure that a four-legged cow like yourself would be capable of making the trip up."
"Never say never," proclaimed Maria, as she instantly stood upright on her hind legs and began marching down towards the castle gates. The prince journeyed on, spending days travelling and his nights in little wayside inns, till one day he found himself in the heart of the Adamant Mountains. The great red granite crags of the surrounding peaks rose out of the gleaming snow like ugly fingers, and the slopes of the giant glaciers sparkled in the sun like torrents of diamonds. The prince sat down by some stunted trees, whose tops had been broken off a long time ago by an avalanche, and began to eat the bit of bread and cheese that he had stored in his pocket. Meanwhile, his black horse ate the grass, which grew here and there along the mountain path, and as the prince sat there, in the bright sun and the silence of the mountains, he became aware of a low, continuous roaring. "There must be a waterfall nearby," said the prince to himself. "I'll go and see it."